Oi, lads, did you miss out on the Jaren's Outpost Kickstarter and wish you weren't such a big doofus? Well, fear not. Late pledges are now open and they'll be open for a little while. So just head to Kickstarter, search for D&Ds for Nerds or Jaren's Outpost and slam that late pledge button. Sans Pants Radio, you know when you're like at like a family function and your kind of attractive aunt comes and gives you a hug and a kiss? Is it okay to slip in a bit of tongue?
Yes.
Hey everyone, a few announcements to get through before we get into today's episode. First off is that our sister show, Plumbing the Death Star, is performing at the Sydney Comedy Fest on May 6th and 7th, and then heading up to Brisbane a few weeks later on Friday the 26th. Just head to sanspantsradio.com/live to purchase your tickets. Also, we've launched our new membership service, Sans Pants Plus. It's very similar to Patreon. In fact, you can use your Patreon login on the site if you'd like. But to reflect the new service, we've made some changes to the reward structure. And while the $5 tier remains mostly unchanged, for $10 a month, you'll be getting a heap of bonus content in the future. The first is titled The Plumbing Boys Play/Ruined Sunless Citadel, as well as suggest a topic for any of the shows in the Sans Pants network. And for $25 a month, you get to suggest an NPC for Adam to use in future campaigns and a D&D's for Nerds season pass, which means as soon as we have a campaign ready, you'll be the first ones to hear it in its entirety. Just head to sanspantsplus.com and sign up today.
Welcome to Episode 8 of Buried Beneath, a D&D's for Nerds adventure. I'm Michael Shanks, and I'll be playing the part of Squim Norton.
I'm Joel Zammit, playing the part of Shane Null.
I'm Jackson Bailey, playing the part of Anton Dissocier.
I'm Adam, your dungeon master.
Thanks, Adam. Previously...
It's obviously the same room for the same purpose, with one notable exception.
Not close
okay. Close it, shut the door, go.
This large, eyeless worm is as big as
boy.
A horse.
Fuck, what a phrase.
The ashworm slams up against you.
Damn.
Shane?
I got an idea. A dangerous idea.
I just took your whole HP as the damage.
I should not get near this worm.
Lilip can't fix it. I can't.
No, you're she can fix his. Not yours.
You shit. Fuck up.
Oh,
throwing
no.
an alchemist fire.
We all cook.
I hope we all just end up muted by this.
Shane, you lose 12 points of strength. Oh, the ashworm dies.
Super good.
With Squim standing, mostly unharmed, above the rest of you, you all inspect your many terrible wounds.
I drop down from the ceiling doing a sweet superhero landing, and I just look at Lilip and just go, give her a little wink.
I'd like to go in and check.
That's all great, mate, but can someone please staunch my blood?
I just imagine you as this pile of like armor.
Oh, sorry,
like,
Hazelus.
Just on the ground in like an uncomfortable position.
Yeah. That's real good with the flirting, but can you just...
You do it very impressively, but while you do it, Lilip is currently making sure that your good friend Shane does not die, so she doesn't notice.
Okay, well, fine. It's probably better that she didn't. It's not really the moment. For...
How's my chicken doing? I'd like to take my chicken.
It stopped. It's put itself out. So
for some reason, I just imagined it being like a chicken with no feathers.
He's been plucked.
Okay. Lilip says, we have several options. We could spend the week or so it would take to fix... What has happened here?
You're right.
All right, then.
I would not... that's not going to fix me permanently,
no,
but...
No, I cannot fix it.
We could not, like, send a signal out, like, oh, can we get some...
I'm not sure how we
snake
might.
Men come help us out.
What if I, like, attach the message to my chicken? Send it off now, it comes back.
How's it going to eat, drink?
Attach pockets of seed...
Or you could attach your little stone, mate.
Attach my stone to
the
my
chicken.
Chicken
can't use the stone.
And bullshit.
Garbage.
Needs to be deactivated every day. Cannot activate or deactivate the stone.
It's
got a human level intelligence.
Just point.
It doesn't have hands.
It doesn't have hands. Yeah, true.
I like to think I'm just still in a pile on the floor. Maybe you want to check the room, see if there's like something to help you. I don't know.
I'll check the room. What if I just get eaten by something?
Just check the slave loot.
You realize there's three more ashworms.
In the room, there are holes dotted all over the place. God. It looks like the ashworms kind of made this place a little bit of a nest.
Let's sleep in the other room.
That means there's loot. Nest loot.
Yeah, you.
There was loot in the from the ants.
Yeah, you find a little like a little pile of treasure.
Maybe there's a potion of cure constitution or
potion of not making not me not suck.
Dickhead.
That'd be.
I'm sorry, but the only way to cure this is going to be a lot of bed rest.
Damn.
Not for me though, right?
Or no,
for
no me? Way to cure what you have. Terminal idiocy.
Got me good.
No gold coins.
Hmm.
Or coins of any sort, really.
Well, we're getting a million, so like...
Yeah, he promised me a million gold, I think.
That's what I'm going to leave 2 gold here just to be like, fuck you.
The next people can find our treasure.
So, you know how I said there was a small little pile of things? Yeah. Actually, you just find a set of armor.
Okay.
That is half plate.
Hey, that's pretty good.
It's all right.
Check it on this boy. When he's strong enough?
I think his current armor might be better. Let me check.
Okay, never mind.
Good. I can't lift it at the moment, but
can we even get you out of it?
Help me. You put me to a bed. I need a nap.
I think so. I suppose we're going to take a classic D&D is for Nerds, board up all the doors.
Week-long nap.
Week-long nap.
So, you can... The half plate will give you an extra 1 point of armor class in all situations, but it'll be a lot harder for you to move around in it. You'll be slower and harder to react. Things like climbing and swimming will be harder.
That's all right. I mean, when we're climbing, I'll just take it off.
Yeah.
All right, cool. So, we can up your AC by 1 then. And you can... Seek. Yeah, you're wearing half plate.
Nice. Seek.
Instead of exploring, you're going to spend the next week just...
Weekish, just kicking it.
All right. You burn through a lot of supplies.
Oh, yeah.
But,
food. I guess he doesn't need to eat.
Can you, like, just pluck that and give it to everyone?
No, he's got to wear it for the entire day for it to work.
Damn. But, hey, that'll be fine because if we end up starving, it's just that once a day, I'm eating today.
Yeah.
You eat tomorrow, and then I get a turn again. It's fine.
So... You know how numbers work, Jackson? You know, it doesn't matter who's wearing it.
Yeah.
It always saves you the same amount of supplies no matter what.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Jackson, my understanding of what you just said was...
Sure.
You were like, I'll have it today, you have it tomorrow, she has it the next day.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what you were saying?
Yeah.
What purpose does that serve?
Well, then I eat one day.
No, when we're starving... When we have literally
zero
food.
Oh, okay. I'm there.
We have at least...
Okay, this next bus pulled up along. I got onto that one, and now we're at the supermarket together. Right. I get you.
Super good.
Over the course of the week, I'm not going to... It just gets done. You guys fix stuff.
It gets done. Not me. I'm still 12, but everyone else. I'm still eating shit, but that's fine.
Would it just be easier to kill me?
Go back up, go back to town, get fixed, come back.
Is this going to heal up like your constitution?
Mine, yes. Yeah. Not his.
He is fine. He is fucked.
If we went back...
Yeah, no, you're fine.
What? Something. Something's happened.
Lilip would have fixed it. It's fine.
The bleeding?
You could have died.
Or from what?
So you know how I was like, and then in a minute you take the roll again?
Yeah.
So if you did poorly enough on that roll, you could have gone to zero constitution, which is death. But Lilip...
On you, Lilip.
Fixed it. Lilip made it come good.
All right.
Otherwise, you would have died. Lilip saved your life.
Oh, see, Lilip.
We all
She's a dream girl.
We all owe our lives to Lilip, Lilip's I think, in many ways.
Lilip's so good.
The stakes are so real. This is great.
It was a little bit of sarcasm. I feel like I'm being attacked right now. More so than fighting an ashworm, I feel like I'm being attacked. Bless you.
Thank you.
Righto.
Now fully fucking wazzled. We'll
all right. So
drop back down.
Yeah.
I'm assuming that the ashworms weren't the great evil.
Yes.
So let's go down that corridor.
You've done 2 rooms so far. It's probably not.
I will wait up the back. Mm-hmm. Marching order is same as before.
All right. I think we can take from the last fight, maybe not use alchemist fire in such a small.
Well, it would have been fine if you'd thrown it.
Yeah. Like it is on me.
Like if you had
was it a critical fail?
Yeah. If you had thrown it, it might have eaten it, and you could have shut the door. But...
Yeah, I know, I got it. But
hey, you know,
we all make
mistakes.
We
live and we learn.
Live yes. and learn.
So are you going to go down the long corridor?
I'll go down. Give me like 20 feet gap okay. or something.
20 feet difference between us.
And we've got torches because by now our bolt would have gone out.
Yeah, true. But I still have that if need be. Blue door. Do we not encounter traps?
No. Down okay. the entire corridor, you're fine. That's eventually you get to another stone door.
It's a very majestic corridor to just have kind of nothing in it.
Yeah.
Have we examined the corridor? Have we missed anything?
Like any beautiful statues?
You discover nothing particularly special about any of the stonework or anything like that. But as you're moving along, you do notice that you are going down. It's this because there's no outside reference, it's hard to tell. But you can, on a closer inspection, tell that you are subtly moving down.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Other than that, though, the corridor is uninteresting.
Hmm.
Open the door. I'll open the door. Everyone just back up a little bit.
20 feet away.
Yeah.
Everyone? Anything?
Yeah, except for him. Well, he has to open the door.
Okay.
We're playing as ultra safe.
Oh, we are playing safe. After that schmozzle, fuck.
Safe as hell.
That was a mess. Fellas?
Yeah.
We're better than that.
Well...
Yeah. Well, I mean,
I said yeah as though I was accepting responsibility for that.
You did.
I was sick. I've killed the last two things.
Yeah, you're
doing great.
Okay, thanks, me and Zamet are fucking up. Zamet, okay, in terms of quality, you, Zamet, me.
Yeah.
I'll accept that.
I feel it's more Squim, Shane,
yeah.
Lilip,
Gloom.
Gloom, because he cracked open the thing.
Yeah.
Then maybe your rooster. Then you.
Yeah, Romeo's doing all right.
I guess that's fair. Romeo did a strength damage to the Ash Worm. He was the only person who dealt attribute damage not to a party member.
Yeah.
Like, over the entire game, he has been the entire creature.
That's Romeo.
To do that.
Mm.
You come into a very beautiful room. Like the mural that you encountered before, this one is somewhat diminished with age, but not nearly as much. This room is a lot more pristine. The mural here doesn't just depict a couple elves or anything like that. It looks like it's telling a story.
Okay.
You can, from what you can see, it looks like a battle of some sort, but you need to get a closer look.
Well,
and there's a door to your left and right.
I'm just going to quickly just check this room for traps.
You move in?
Yeah.
As not a rogue... You do not have the trap finding ability. So
by check for finding... traps, I mean slamming into things with my body.
Roll around the floor.
Or more just trap tripping. The room seems empty and empty and untrapped.
Do you give everyone the go ahead? A thumbs up.
All right. Yeah, inside.
Should I therefore detect magic as well? Just to cover. Yeah, let's do it.
Cover your bases.
Cover your bases. Yeah. You can cast that. Just keep detecting magic. Yeah. It's fine.
You detect a faint protective aura in this room. You think there's some sort of very weak now because it's just aged so much. There's some sort of magical aura protecting the mural here.
Can we, once we get a closer look at the mural, try and decipher it?
Yep. Yeah. Gloom does that if no one else.
Have a looky poo about like, oh, is this?
Or tell me the story of this mural.
That'll.
Zorwar elves at the win point.
A recipe for
elves.
As Gloom goes across it, he reads tiny little bits of writing here and there, and he says, not a battle, it was a war between the elves and the dwarves.
You won. Oh, the dwarves.
No, I think it says, I don't know, it's hard to interpret, but I think this mural is part of a set.
Oh, okay. So Zara, what's their war? So,
yes.
Got to collect them all, I guess.
Da-da-da-da-da-da. Radio, quest began.
All right.
Find the 8 murals, 1 of 8.
See little markers around the map?
We got to go to them.
Nothing else in this room?
No, just the two doors, one going to the left, one going to the right.
Jack.
I should start using cardinal directions.
No, that's fine. Jack, roll a green die.
So 6.
Evens, go to blue.
That one?
Is that the left?
Yep.
That's my right.
Yeah, you're right. Everyone else has left.
Super good.
Once again, I feel the cardinal directions.
No, it's fine.
Oh, which way's north?
North is that-a-way.
That's north?
Towards Shanks.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm.
All right. North boy.
Northward bound.
Then we're going east.
Why not just do it in terms of people?
Oh, yeah.
What?
That's Adamwood.
That's Adamwood.
Jackson-wise.
Because no one Shankson? Knows where we are sitting in relation
well,
to
Well, now we'll inform
other.
Them. If you look at, like, hands on a clock, at midnight, you got Shanks over
hey.
Here.
Hey!
Then at 3 o'clock, we got Adam. Then at 6, you got whoop, this boy.
Oh. Carry on. Carry on.
Is
Sat.
Slide on past it. Slide on past it. Carry on.
And then at 9 o'clock we have to.
Woo! There it is. You are. You slide on pie.
You don't.
Move on.
For only $1 a day.
All right. Okay. Here we go.
Yep. So we're going Adamwood.
There's a short corridor and another door.
All right.
This corridor.
Shield up.
This corridor is piled heavy with sand. You might need to shift some of it just to get the door open.
Sick. The sand could be concealing something.
Yeah. Concealing ghouls.
So head, shield, any traps?
You move forward. Wow, you just might not trigger traps because the sand on the floor is so thick.
Use my shield as a shovel and get some of that delicious sand out of the way.
Mm-hmm. Have a bit.
You know, I have a little snack, but not too much. I don't want to come off as an overeater.
You
don't want to be greedy.
Fair enough.
As you shift the sand...
I want to do it like... I know there's a trap coming. I want that to be like
gently
reflex.
Gently.
Semen white.
Teak.
As you shift the sand, you uncover the door.
Oh. No traps?
No traps.
All right.
Okay.
Nice. All right.
I'll give everyone a thumbs up.
All right. Cool.
Wait at the entrance of the other. Open the door.
We wait. Yeah.
The door appears to be barred from the other side.
Can't get in.
That's annoying.
Never mind. We could use an alchemy. It's not explosive.
What's the door made of?
Stone.
Stone.
Sandstone, specifically.
Would Eldritch Blast possibly clear through a sandstone?
You could slowly do it. Yeah, you'd make a hole eventually.
Do you have infinite of it? Do we want to do that?
Well, you want to keep blasting that, and I'll go to the other door.
Yeah, all right, cool. I'll stay behind and have a blast off.
Okay, while you're doing that.
That's my sound effect.
That's good as. What do you imagine Eldritch Blast as? Because I had it before and I imagine it one way. What is it in your head?
I'm imagining a blue bolt of plasma.
Really? I was imagining it as like this kind of crimson purple, like...
I imagine like a purpley green kind of thing going, like demonic kind of thing.
I'm now picturing the special beam cannon that Piccolo uses in Dragon Ball Z, where it's kind of like a beam that's special, kind of like a cannon.
Yeah. I always see him as like not a beam, as like solid, like coronas of energy, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, like little spheres. Mm.
I've basically been thinking of projectile Hadoukens.
Yeah.
So Adam is the authority on this. What does it actually look like?
It looks like that if you wanted to. That's fine.
Ooh. I'll imagination. Is there like can a canon a fun version? Place.
What do you mean?
Is what it looks like.
They never describe what the spell looks like. So I'm happy to leave it up to the individual.
That's cool.
Is each warlock's like wizard? It's different?
Yeah, sure. That's fine.
Yeah. Cool. Sure, that's the case.
Everyone's right.
Why not?
Everybody dance.
Everybody wins.
Okay, Adam, I've never just had him just so agreeing with things before.
Maybe he's in a weird mood. Adam, Wizwater?
Wizwater.
No.
Damn.
There's a difference between...
There was a window and I missed it.
Thought we had
There's a difference between, my magic is blue, my magic is green, and a wizard gave me magic powers.
By drowning in a well.
Do you understand what the difference is?
No.
Jackson, look me in the eyes.
Not.
Jackson, look me in the eyes. Say these words. I deserve what's about to happen.
Don't really feel like I got many outs, right?
Say the words.
Accept what's going to... I deserve what's going to happen.
All right. So, at about the same time, you blast through the doorway.
Oh, no.
Oh, so I've opened it up.
Oh, I see what's going to happen.
Damn it. No.
Oh, no. Shit.
Oh, I see.
You have opened the door on the other side, which leads to it's a short corridor leading to a T intersection going left and right. You can't see, obviously, around corners, so you don't know what's happening.
Okay.
When the door gets blasted open, Squim, you get a brief view into the room beyond before, like out of a gun, pieces of armor, swords, miscellaneous equipment that you might find in an armory, shoots at high velocity towards you.
Do we hear this?
You actually probably are going to get caught up in this. Who would be in the line formed by the two doorways?
I think there'd be nobody. Everyone was...
I'd be in the line. I reckon these bugger lugs would be up to the side.
Nah, because Squim was firing bolts at the doorway, so he's definitely in the line.
Oh, yeah, I'm definitely
You are also definitely in the line.
Me, Gloom, and Piplop or whatever.
We're probably on off to the side.
Yeah.
Highs or lows?
Lows.
So, Anton, as you curiously gaze towards the T corridor.
What is it? Did the Shen find anything of interest?
Highs or lows?
Lows.
Lilip is getting caught in this, and highs or lows?
Highs.
Well, it appears we have what I like to refer to as your ducks in a row.
Man.
Be very hopeful that Gloom is not killed outright in this attack.
Oh, boy.
I guess we just go home.
I guess we just go, well, that was a fucked mission.
Glad we fucking sat on our asses for a week.
I know. Jeez Louise.
Gloom's a little boy.
There's never been a more appropriate time for geez Louise.
I'll take
semen white.
Semen green.
I'm going to go semen blue.
That's what a Smurf or a member of the Blue Man Group ejaculates. They drink
Blue
a special
Man Group,
dye.
They use paint, so they have to like come quickly, and then as it's leaving, quickly paint.
The food coloring.
Just drink that.
Down the urethra.
Yours is probably easier and better. Inject it straight into the sack.
I feel like it's like when you make a rose grow in blue water, and the rose becomes blue. You dunk your balls in blue water, hope that it absorbs the blue dye.
Yeah, fill it up.
I saw it on an episode of
Mythbusters. I saw it, the same thing on an episode of Home and Gardens.
That's good. It's a classic one. I was going to say Art Attack originally. That's where I was going to go. I was like, what I was trying to remember was that show that was like Mythbusters, but had, I think, one of the fellas from Top Gear in it.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, it was called Brainiac.
Brainiac. That's what I was going to
use. That's the one.
That would have been a better gag, I feel.
That was a dumb show. It was kind of terrible. Like, we're doing science, but we're lads. It was like real silly Brit.
And it wasn't, like, often they would just lie about the outcome for comedy.
Yeah.
It was bad.
We are postponing what is the pain that has befallen us.
The pain
Shane,
locomotive.
You take 11 points of damage.
That's not too bad. You're fine.
Anton?
Uh-huh.
You take 11 points of damage.
Guess he's on one.
Guess he's on.
Squint. 5 points of damage.
Hey, that's ridiculous.
I guess
you're
up the that's very great. Other end. Yeah. So.
Lilip, 11 points of damage. Gloom, 11 points of damage.
What does that put him on?
It puts him on...
higher than you.
-5.
Oh, really?
Oh, shit. Yep.
Oh, he's on 8, isn't he?
Oh,
he has 6 hit points.
Oh.
I thought he had 13.
So he had more than you.
He said he had more than me before. You misspoke.
Oh, so this, sorry, I must be wrong. So this came out of your end of the...
Yes. Yeah. No, it came out of your end.
Oh, okay, came out
you
of
just
my
dodged
okay,
it,
right.
I guess.
Dodged it. A sick.
No, wait, you are right. He does have... I forgot. No, wait, he's level 2.
Yeah. You said he had 14 before.
Yeah. No, he has 14. Ah, damn it.
Got you good, Adam.
He takes an extra. Kidding. Relax. He's standing. Everyone is still standing.
But
except
I am...
for Anton, who I will target now.
Why? I have 1 hit point.
Because you're in the middle of the room. So, the bits of metal and sword and armor begin to coalesce in the middle of the main room, forming a vague humanoid shape made out of weapons and armor.
Run, I'm so furious that I am a squishy wizard and not a tough fighter because I would do everything within my power to get into that armor.
Yeah.
I would chuck on that plate, I would wield that sword, and I would be going crazy.
I know you would.
So sad.
Just run away. Duplicate yourself and then run away.
It'll come in handy, maybe.
This is now just about protecting you. I don't know why we need to. But semen...
I guess semen white. Doesn't go semen yellow.
No.
Oh, I'll go semen brown. Or something already done brown.
Semen brown.
Semen brown.
That's a worry.
I once came brown.
It happens. If you don't do it for long enough, it goes brown in there. And
yeah.
It's
what happens when you've only got 10 left. Like a pack of filters. Papers.
I feel like I might die in this fight.
So long.
Okay, what's our plan to protect him at the moment?
I'm hoping
you're
he's
too far
do,
away.
Like, major? No, not major. I'm gonna.
I'll duplicate myself, and he's got like fucking 8 chances to miss me.
Shane,
I wonder if I could carry on to the roof.
So I can't get to him in time.
You're standing at the other doorway.
Yeah.
Like you're not far. You could take a couple steps and fight the cunt.
I will. Can I challenge him?
Oh wait, no.
No, you can.
Yes.
Yep.
Oi, we might. Oi.
You want to fucking go?
It's vaguely head-like structure turns to face you.
It's on, mate. I want to, like, just, yeah, smack boom, my boom. Sword, sack the shield with my sword and be like, me and you, mate, and then just stab him.
All right, you charge
you, mate.
Attack.
Yeah.
Yar. Nope, that's a pirate noise. I'm sorry, everyone.
Yar.
Got my noises confused. Meant to do a night noise.
Yah!
Yeah. Night noise.
Oh. Yah!
Oh, yes.
On guard. And yeah.
On guard, mate.
On guard.
On guard.
Slam into it with your shield and then drive your bastard sword as deep as possible.
Right into the bastard.
Dealing 12 damage.
Nice. Nicely done.
Killing the beast in one foul, swift
one
move.
One fell swoop.
Fucking got him. Great.
Guess then it is... Scrimstone.
And so this villain, is he kind of a whirlwind of armor and bits and bobs, or
no.
Is he now kind of a solid form?
Yeah, it's like solid now.
And as such, I sort of want to do something defensive to help out my buds.
Cheers, man.
It's a classic move at this point, but I suppose I could possibly try an earthen grasp.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
You've got it's nice you get favorites in the end.
Yeah, that's good. I like hands. It's cool.
you got a hand focus.
I'll go piss the other.
Come on, always bet on piss.
So never gets you down. Never gets you down.
Well,
an arm bursts out of the floor, grabs the creature around its waist, and begins to squeeze.
Oh, oh, sick.
Good.
And
I yell, I encourage you all to run.
You can move if you want.
Can I move? I spin around date times. Just in case it sees me and it's like, the fuck?
I mean, I guess.
One, two, three.
Okay. It's its turn.
All right.
Pick again.
Piss yellow.
Bet on piss the wrong time.
Nah.
It breaks free of your earthen hand. And then it can only... Oh, well, no, it's actually standing next to a lot of people.
No,
it's done, Adam, I
okay,
believe.
So that we know that this is fair. How many people standing next to it? Gloom.
Yep.
Lilip.
Yep.
Anton.
Yeah.
And Shane. So that's four people.
Everyone. I challenged it, though. I was like, mate.
Yeah, but it doesn't have any impunk. You can fight anyone.
No.
You're thinking of Testament.
I know. I'm
not. Okay.
I know.
I'm hoping he's got a sense of honor.
So one is Lilip.
Yep.
Two is Anton.
Oh, better not be Gloom.
Three is Gloom.
If it's
four
Gloom,
is
fucking done.
Who have I forgotten? Shane.
Come on.
Okay, not.
Wait, can we have those numbers?
Four is Shane.
Thank God.
Oh, good.
Oh, good.
There you go. See, it was nice and fair.
Everyone swings
around and attacks Anton. I'm not kidding.
Really? Adam, why? What did I do to you?
Wait, what?
It attacks Shane. Shane, it... Oh, okay. It slams into you with one of its mighty sword fists.
Mm.
And you realize that fighting with a creature made of weapons... Not your smartest idea ever.
Oh, coming down here is not...
You take 12 points
this
of damage.
Whole operation.
Why did we do any of this? Million gold.
So we never promised that.
Million gold,
one,
we were promised each.
We'll billion... torture it out of him if he doesn't.
Exactly, he's got a million gold.
Anton?
Days.
Run.
Oh. Huh, all right. Yeah, it loses its next turn.
Ha!
Sick.
Gotcha, good.
Sick.
Run.
Lilip's turn. She.
Run.
can he run?
She should heal Gloom.
Oh, yeah, I'd like to get away.
Gloom hasn't been. Oh, wait, Gloom has been. Hit.
Can
Gloom?
I get
Gloom?
Into
she
the
heals Gloom. She yeah, heals sick. Gloom. And then she and Gloom move away from the creature.
Can I get, like, down to, like, within the corridor so that it's, like, a
the
hassle?
The previous
for...
corridor that you were coming
yeah,
the
yeah,
long
yeah.
one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah
so, but I get... so I can still see it in attack, but just so it can't get me.
Mm. Yeah, nice.
Or
what
will...
did you do on your turn?
I dazed it.
Oh, well, yeah, you can still move. Yeah, so you move down the corridor. Back to the top.
Hup,
Shane.
Hup, hup. Right. Then I'm going to full on just, I don't know, power attack, but power attack, I guess. Just,
you swing as hard and just, as fast as you can.
Precision.
And just, you hit it. Good job.
Nice.
Dealing a further 9 points of damage.
You're doing all the damage, good. Plus I fucked up its turn, so.
That's true.
You're welcome.
Yeah, so we got two rounds at this thing before we can get us next.
We're in the money.
I could probably keep dazing it.
Squim,
it's a cantrip.
Your arm attempts to grapple it again.
Oh, nice. I'll go. Come white.
Come white. Good on you.
Your arm grapples it again.
Hey!
You know what I'm liking? Are we
this
doing
thing
this?
Has no chance.
We doing this fight like how you're actually meant to do a fight in D&D? Like wizards providing support whilst the fighter tanks the damage? Well, first time for everything.
Hey, here we are. It's turn. It doesn't do anything because it's dazed. Anton?
Four. Fuck. Chill touch it. Oh, wait.
put it in your rooster, I guess.
Put it in your rooster. Bark, bark, bark. Go get it.
Okay. You charge your rooster with magical energy. Even the... What a line. And you send your rooster on its way.
Go get them, Anton. I'm Anton. Romeo, you have this in the bag.
Highs or lows?
Highs, I guess.
Highs? Okay. Your rooster launches itself at the creature, slamming into it, dealing 6 points of damage.
I love that it slams it, like... It's not like it's going up and giving it a little peck. It's just like fucking gun
That's
for it.
That's how I assume it's been doing this the entire time.
No, I mean, fair.
That's how roosters fight.
That is
That's how roosters fight.
In the old country. Dealing... I guess it jumps up and tries to get it with its talons. That makes sense.
Dealing 6 points of cold damage and subtracting 1 point from its strength.
Hey.
Jeez. Kind of messed it up a bit.
Good ass.
You can see it visibly deflate almost as if it were filled with air. And Lilip's turn. Lilip... She fires her. She has a. No, she. Oh, yeah, she does. She has a longbow. She takes out a longbow and fires at the creature. Misses.
Oh, Lilip.
Think. Well, Lilip. Yeah. Thanks for trying.
Shane?
I can't disarm it, can it? Or is that. It is an arm. It's a sword.
I mean, like.
Disarm should kill it.
Yeah. If you want to disarm it, you're just trying to kill it, I guess.
I guess, go full and attack him again. Just keep at him. Try and do that.
This time when you swing, that big earthen fist gets in the way, and your bastard sword slams into that and just skips off it instead.
Dink.
Sorry. It's all right, mate.
The creature and the earthen fist are kind of not rolling around with each other, but they are struggling against each other. It's a massive contest of strength between them right now. Squim.
I'm going to cast Wand of Burning Hands at the thing.
You don't actually need to say anything when you use the
wand. No, it's good.
I like to announce it so it has a moment to prepare.
Every time you cast a spell, it's like a kid in like an anime, like Pokemon, being like, use Water Blast!
It's like, I'm going to use Wand of Burning Fist. Oh, yes, good. Okay, guys.
Or like,
Here, flying back.
Take you back to the smelt!
What else do I have? I have message. Why am I not using that all the time?
What's message?
Just means I can say a sentence to you in your head.
Oh, that's cool.
And you can say a sentence back.
Good job, guys.
You are my friends.
Love our team.
Good team. Hooray for us.
Doing so well.
We are truly spectacular. What I like about message is that I can use it whenever. So that means just whilst traveling. I can just bug you. Like, how annoying. You can't stop it.
Can you choose to whom that it goes?
Yeah, I think so. I can do it to everyone.
If somebody made a bad joke, you could just communicate, like, zing sarcastically to everyone else.
Yeah. People didn't know I had it. I could drive them crazy with it. That's all right.
It's me. Your grandfather.
You
Satan.
Because if you were like a neighbor with someone that you hated, just message constantly.
That's fine.
What?
Nothing. Nothing. It's fine.
I just imagine Adam homeless on the streets. That's golems. That's our golems. Never mind. That's golems.
Golems.
It's golems. Sunny Jim. You deal 10 points of damage to the. Oh, sorry. Squib, you deal 10 points of damage to the creature, bathing it in fire, but you can also see that your earthen fist took damage from that attack and cracks are beginning to form in it.
It cries and wonders why its master betrayed
it. Why?
He makes a little thumbs down, And then let's go of the creature so it can attack you. No, I kid, I wish. But am I kidding? Or just plotting something even worse? Find out next time on D&D's for... Nah. Find out next time on Buried Beneath, a D&D's for Nerds adventure.
Thanks for listening. If you want to help support the show, why not become a member at SansPantsPlus.com and get early access to our shows, a bunch of exclusive content, and much, much more. That's SansPantsPlus.com.